Welcome to the Wildly Worthy Podcast, where we teach you how to raise your self-worth and your net worth. Hey, I'm Nikki. I used to be super anxious and insecure until I started taking control of my life. Now I'm an entrepreneur who travels the world for fun, always looking for my next adventure. Each week, I'll share with you how you can grow your belief in yourself, learn how to overcome your fears, and create a life that you love. You are wildly worthy of all that you desire. I'm so happy that you're here. Now let's get started. Hey, you guys, what is up? I am so happy you're here. I am feeling great this week. It's a good day to be alive. The sun is shining. Spring is on its way. Yes. Yes, say yes if you're with me, because I know my people are out there. Yeah, so there's a lot of good things in the works. I'm currently working on something really cool for you guys. I'm going to be offering it very soon, imagine in April. There's going to be something coming that I've never done before, and I think it's going to make my work more accessible to everyone who wants to work with me. So that's really, really exciting. So stay tuned for more on that. And always, always check my Instagram. I'm so active over there, wildly_worthy. Yeah, cool. Okay, so let's talk about today's episode. I just had this epiphany, and it's probably because it's been showing up in my life in different places, and my brain is finally like, hello, whoa, alarm's going off, like, this is it, Nikki, this is where the magic happens, okay? And I say that a lot, so there are a lot of places magic can happen, okay? So just go with it. So recently, I was in the car with someone new, someone who doesn't know me that well, and they asked me about music, because I think I was playing some music in the car or whatever, and I was like, yeah, I really see music as the soundtrack to my life, and I never realized I thought of it that way until I said it out loud, but I make playlists for, like, everything. So if you go on Spotify and look me up, Nikki Ferguson, you'll see all my playlists. You're welcome to follow them if you want, or use them as inspiration for your own, because we're going to talk about making a soundtrack for your life. Soundtracked? I think I said the wrong word. But anyway, you know what I mean. Yeah, and I thought about it, and I was like, yeah, that's when I was younger, and I'm sure a lot of people did this, I used to listen to songs and imagine myself in the music video. Like, this is what the music video would look like if I were the star or if I were the singer. And that was kind of my dream job for a while. Like, I wanted to make music videos. I wanted to produce them, but I also wanted to star in them. So maybe one day, who knows? I don't know. So that is part. I promise I'm coming to a point here, okay? So, having a soundtrack for your life is so, so important if you like music. I was looking at something the other day that said, like, how just listening to music increases the dopamine levels in our brains, which means it just makes us happier. So, yeah, we need a good soundtrack, just like any good movie has a good soundtrack. And I know a lot of people in, like, self-development, personal development, try to act like they don't watch TV or movies or whatever, like, get off Netflix. I mean, yes, obviously don't spend your entire life on Netflix, but I love a good book and I love a good movie. Like, I've always just loved stories. Like, I love to get in a story. I love to really feel like I'm part of it. To where I'm crying at the end, right? That's the Enneagram 4 in me, but it's Enneagram 4 and 5, right? They're both there. Yeah, so I love a good story. Let's start there. I love a good soundtrack. So what if I and you, what if we started acting like the main character? What if you were the main character in your life? Because you are, right? We don't think of it this way, but I want you to think about from now on out, because this is what I'm doing, and I want you to do it with me. It's an experiment. Please tell me how it affects you and if you keep it up. I want to hear your experience as well as mine. And as you guys know, I'm on this journey this year, experiment, bold joy. Of 2021, I'm being bold and I'm finding joy everywhere, right? Everywhere. And I'm making it happen and I'm being intentional about it and I'm looking for it. So what you look for is what you will find, always. So what if you saw yourself as the main character? What, not just some side character, not just like I look up to this person or I'm watching other people live their lives, right? What if you were the main character? What if you imagine I'm in a movie or this book is about me and people are reading or watching to see what I do? And that doesn't mean you have to always be doing something like crazy or interesting or adventurous, right? Because in books and in movies, we watch people drink coffee. We watch them write notes on a desk. We watch them have phone conversations and then hang up without saying bye, right? I hate that on shows. Like, they never say bye. They just hang up the phone. Like, who does that? I guess it's the save time. But everything in your life can be a part of your story and is a part of your story. So what if we started acting that way? What if you started seeing it that way? Okay? So think of an inspiring movie you've watched. I'm thinking about Brittany Runs a Marathon. If you haven't watched it, it's on Amazon Prime Video or whatever that's called, Prime Video. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. But Brittany, she like really has this life that she's like about, like it's not fun, she doesn't enjoy it, she feels really gross, I guess, I don't know, I use the word gross a lot, she doesn't look gross, but maybe she just feels that way, and she decides she's gonna, you know, make a change in her life, and she decides she's gonna run a marathon. Now, you don't have to run a marathon, that's just her thing. I'm just using this as an example, but watch that movie if you need some inspiration on how to be the main character. So she decides she's going to do it. So she starts finding ways to participate in it. She finds out how to make it happen. And she does it. And she changes her life. Like the whole track of her life? I don't know. The way she's going. She changes tracks. Like a train. I don't know if that's the right way to say that. But you know what I'm saying. And so I want you to think about yourself, okay? And this is especially important if you have a business or you want to start a business, right? And you maybe you work a 9-to-5 or you're a stay-at-home mom, but you want to do something more and you keep saying, I'm meant for more. I want more than this. Like, well, then do something, right? What if you were watching a movie and somebody, like the whole movie was just somebody saying, oh, I wish my life were better. Oh, I wish my, you know, that would be a boring movie. Who wants to watch that movie? Who wants to read that book? You get to the end and you're like, wah, wah. Like, okay, nothing happened. What if you started putting in the work? Putting in the work. If you are on TikTok, you've seen that. You started putting in the work, okay? What if you started posting on Facebook? Ah! Or Instagram? Ah! Or TikTok? Ah! Yeah. As if you are the main character. If you're the main character, people want to see you. They want to hear from you. They want to know what you know. So you've got to put yourself out there to be the main character. Okay? So, boom. What do you want to do with your life? And start doing it. Okay? If you are in a book or you're on a movie, what do people need to see you doing to see some progress in your life, to see some character development, right? That's what we love seeing in stories is character development. People start as this and they end up as this, or their lives transform from this to this. But the in-between, there's always something that happens in the in-between. So you have to take that inspired action. You have to decide you're the main character. Not someone else, not Susie Sue on Facebook who might talk about you making a post. Who cares, right? She's not the main character in your movie. She might be the main character in her movie, and that's fine. She can have her movie where she hates on people. You know, it's probably not a great movie. I wouldn't watch that one. But she would be like a side character, like somebody who, so you're watching a movie and then somebody has like a snide remark to the main character in the movie. And people watching the movie are like, ew, I don't like her. So it'd be kind of like that, right? Not that I'm promoting any kind of hate or anything, but you got to see the way I'm looking at this. That person saying something about you, that person judging you, has nothing to do with you, your life, and your story. Okay? So, yeah. I mean, that's really all I've got to say today, guys. I want you to be the main character in your story. I want you to live like you're the main character in your story. And I want you to own it. Own it. Okay? You are the main character. I just put an affirmation on my ThinkUp app. If you don't have the ThinkUp app, I love it. You can record yourself saying affirmations and then it plays them back for you. And that helps your brain so much because it's your own voice and it's hearing you say these things and it believes it. Guess what? Your brain believes what you tell it. So mine says, I am the main character. And it just says that over and over and over with music playing in the background. And I have some other affirmations on there too, but I did just recently add, I am the main character. Because I want my brain to believe I am the main character. Okay? So, say that to yourself. Write it down if you have to. You know, journal about it. If I were the main character, what would my life look like? And this goes a lot with your ideal day. If you've listened to, I don't know which one I've talked about it, but I talk about this a lot. But journaling your ideal day or your ideal life, like, what would you do? What time would you get up? What would you eat? How would you work out? Who would be in your life? Where would you be living? You can journal it that way. And maybe your character has not gotten to that place yet. But if you keep telling your brain and telling yourself, this is my story, this is my movie, this is my book, this is my life, then your brain is going to look for ways to make that true and make that happen. So you can sit down and write down your story as you as the main character. This is the ending. Or this is where this book will end. And maybe there's a sequel. I don't know. That's up to you. Right? Our lives are always changing. And we're always going to want something a little bit different. Maybe we reached that point. That was our dream life. And then we're like, meh, this isn't really what I thought it'd be. And you go to something different. And that's fine. That's completely fine. Maybe you live it for a little while. And then you decide, okay, I'm going to do something different. I mean, what's the harm in that? You bettered yourself. You made some money. You did something cool. Awesome. Okay. So, like, the main thing I want to say here is that your movie does not have to be, I'm going skydiving this weekend. I'm going shark diving the next weekend. You know, like, movies don't do that. Movie characters don't do that unless they're, like, some adventure show. In a movie, in a book, people are just living their lives, right? So, here's what I want you to do. I want you to make a soundtrack for your life. Soundtrack. I keep saying that wrong. I'm sorry. Make a soundtrack for your life. Go on Spotify. Make a playlist. They're free. You can look at mine if you want to for a inspiration. This morning, two songs I was listening to, and I was like, yeah, this is it. I'm in a montage, you know, the montage where they show shots of somebody just dancing to a song. Successful by Ariana Grande. I'm so successful. Me, 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 me. Yeah, I can't sing. And Worship Me by Lizzo. I mean, like, I was in the zone with those two songs. So you can pick what makes you feel good. And there are different, I have different soundtracks for different parts or different feelings I'm experiencing. Like, I have a worthy one for when I need something like a softer confidence. And then I have the confident one for when I need like a strong, confident, empowered feeling. Yeah. Woo! I just really spit this out today, but I was feeling it. And I'm like, I have to get this out. I have to share this. So hopefully this helps you and you can start being the main character of your life and stop worrying about what other people are doing and what other people are thinking and what other people are seeing. You worry about you, boo. Do what makes you happy. Do what's going to get you closer to your dreams. Even if you think it's going to annoy somebody else, who cares? Really, who cares? Think about that. Every time you have like an excuse, I want you to say, who cares? And if it's not you, then it doesn't matter, right? If it's not you and it's not somebody you like really care about, it doesn't matter. Cool. I'm so excited to read your books and to see your movies happening and playing out. If you love this episode, please let me know. Find me on Instagram or on Facebook. I have a free Facebook group, by the way. It's in the show notes. You can always join and see what we've got going on in there. We talk about finances and freedom, which is what I specialize in. Yeah, and if you loved it, please give me a review, rate, and let other people know about this podcast so we can spread the word and more people can hear about it. Thanks so much, as always, for listening. You guys are the reason I am here. Bye.